Good evening, truckers. It's us again.
And we've got a little bit of this.
What? No? Oh, all right. Go on then.
Hutton rammed as planned bands open grandstand jam to vie for wedding glory.
Toxic log clog blocks bog as Lavians visit cubicle 3.
Chief of base security celebrates 1 year in office. Cleaners still hunting for key.
Wool 359 base erased as Alvin chases a slimmer waist.
It's the return of the space cowboy as Atrus 5060 catches up with the Thargoids and then instantly regrets it.
It's me, again, with an update on Hutton Systems.
And after Loose Knockers, everyone needs a little bit of me with community goals. No prizes now, they're just for fun.
All good battles of the bands need a great venue. This year, the Galactic Muse-Off chose a properly challenging location for the competition. Two light bulbs alternatively switched on and off, a slightly raised stage, okay, it's a plank of wood, some shakily rigged audio and a sticky dance floor, complete with glass embedded in it from last night's bar fight. No, we're not talking about a venue in Hull. It's Hutton Orbital. The shortlisted artists have assembled this evening at Hutton. There were many more, but most either got lost or didn't make it with the fuel they had on board, and are at this very moment being rescued by the fuel rats. With a judging panel made up of industry experts, commentators, and aging rockers, plus Simoof, the prize for 3304 will be the unique honour of playing at the Imperial Wedding. With a full 1,000-piece orchestra playing the Imperial March, a harp solo, and some lady who can sing all four parts of the four-hour love song from the famous Alan Stroud opera, Vive la Révolution, in one sitting. They'll be entertaining guests with the latest in popular music from the independent worlds. The audience is rammed with fans of each of the bands sporting tokens of support from each of their favourites. There's someone in a large hairy costume and big fake feet, more than one eye patch, a pig, a group sporting Jean-Michel Jarre t-shirts, and of course a group in one corner wearing their weight in gold Mr. T style. With all this excitement over the music, we have an important breaking news announcement. Just in time for the honeymoon, Galactic Overlords will be switching off the entire bubble for a day to give everyone a rest from the excitement of an Imperial wedding. Just in case anyone hadn't noticed it was going on, we said that last bit in capital letters. Oh, and when they switch it back on, they might just have sneaked something new into the galaxy for us to look at.
With Lave mired in the depths of conflict still, a number of commanders have been forced to seek refuge from the ongoing debates in station about who owns what various contract clauses mean, and extended semantic discussions about the nuances of whether "bugger off, it's ours" constitutes a threat, a statement, a public obscenity, or just an invitation for fisticuffs in zero-G outside the toast rack. What better place of safety than 0.22 light-years away from the nearest nav beacon and nestled in the warm, beating heart of Hutton Orbital, with a mug for company and spaniels on patrol? These refugees from the Discord in Lave have left their mark on the station, most notably in Cubicle 3, where the post-landing skid marks are having to be removed with an oxyacetylene torch and plenty of bleach. Dr. Toxic, regular on Lave Radio, has moved his daily communications operation to a secure unit somewhere deep in the orbital, and denies having ever been to Cubicle 3. He states that he prefers the solitude and quiet of the heads in his quarters for such personal matters. When it all blows over, the corridors of Hutton will be safe again. And of course, when Lave settles down, we look forward to rehoming the denizens of their bar back alongside the brandy. But in the meantime, settle in, ladies and gentlemen, and don't forget, the password is for the mug.
This week, we are pleased to announce that our Chief of Base Security here at Hutton Orbital, Alex Quinn, has been given one of his fluffinesses' most prestigious awards. No, it's not a Hutton mug, or a Colonia mug, or a Hotbox patch. Okay, it's an award of some description. It's Hutton Orbital's Rarely Seen Long Service and Good Conduct Medal. Now, it may seem crazy to award Chief Quinn with such an award, with only having served about a year at Hutton, but he is actually the longest-serving Chief of Base Security we've had who hasn't been sent to Cubicle 3, flushed out the nearest airlock, accidentally or otherwise, debilitated by mods, assassinated by someone not in his own security detail, or one of the other 101 ways Hutton loses a Chief of Base Security. Like, Commander Claire Helen loses a battle against mail slots and anti-loitering countermeasures. As for good conduct, well, as a filthy trucker, there's always so much leniency when it comes to conduct, everything truckery. In a short interview after the presentation ceremony, Chief Quinn stated, "For a corner of space that's meant to be quiet, I have my hands full with commanders complaining that after an hour and a half supercruise, they can't find their free anaconda, or trying to unwedge a Type 9 out of the McThargoid drive-thru. It's a great feeling of satisfaction of being recognised for something that largely goes unnoticed here at Hutton. As we see in the security department, security first, check for a warrant later." And to be fair, he earned the award after only 3 weeks of being in the post, but after being allocated his office and shutting himself in for some quiet reading up on Hutton, he realised that he hadn't signed out the key, and has been bashing on the door screaming for help ever since. Luckily, the Fudomat has kept him in pot noodles and gin supplies, but when the ceremonial award party arrived at the office, they were giving a visual and nasal introduction to his method acting part as Ben Gunn from Treasure Island, complete with white staring eyes, scraggly beard, with horrible little things nesting in it.
The Hot Pit team, featuring shortly in the update from our very own master of the mellifluous monotone himself, the deeply profound Mr. Lou Snockers, have been hard at work, supported by the maestros in the hotbox, putting Alvin Systems on a crash diet after fears a number of toxic elements may have entered his systems. Yes, the planetary base of Vert's Progress is continuing to attract souvenir hunters hunting for the dastardly Don's dodgy stash, and in the process, ruining the relative peace and quiet in Hutton Systems. In an effort to make it someone else's problem, along with doing much the same to Velho Keeping Wise, the team have managed to crash out of the ownership of the system and then abandon a planetary base to its own devices last week. Neither of these have had the desired effect yet, so the team are going to offload a few more assets in the hopes that the Don's Summer Palace might be taken over by TV crews from Domes Under the Hammer, Don't Get Done Get Don, or Antiques Roadshow, as the set for their latest daytime TV pap. Team Hotbox have had a bit of a reshuffle during this operation, with their previous leader coming down with an extreme case of mods. Symptoms have included realising that the missus appears to have a passenger on board and trying to sell his racing eagle so he can get something that will fit one extra multi-crew seat. We wish him all the best with his soon-to-be-expanding crew and welcome aboard Commander Matty 4458. We hope he knows what he's let himself in for, as just to coincide with his appointment, we've decided that Team Hotbox needs a squadron leader, with everything that entails.
And now, our update from the Geonosis, which we understand is planning a jump across what has long been suspected to be the Thargoid bubble around the Col 70 sector, and into space that hasn't been visited. Well, at least since last week when Flossie had to do a fuel rat rescue there and make her way back via the Pleiades. Anyway, that report from Atrus 5060.
Evening, trackers. Atrus 56D reporting from the Canon Research on all things Fargoids. Apologies about my recent disappearance. There have been complications as a result of that Thargoid witch space experiment I attempted, such as the constant need to wear tinfoil so Tharg the Mighty can't read my thoughts, and the paranoia that Thargoids are colonising Cubicle 3. A long detainment in the med labs of the Geneosis gave the boffins the time they needed to determine that my psychosis was best solved by a Hutton mug of Alpha Centauri gin. However, this may have led to further issues, since I've reportedly purchased several hundreds of tons of mugs for my office and have been heard muttering mugs and boobs as I walk about the Geneosis deep in thought. Anyway, enough about me and my supposed delusional state. I'm happy to report that this week both Magic and HIP 30045, so well done. Well, I think I meant to report that they're both okay. So well done to all of those who participated in the defense of both those systems. But with good news comes a small dose of sometimes confusing news. In this case, Aegis's Eagle Eye system is reporting a system error, which has left Canon boffins scratching their heads. Thankfully, Canon commanders, the Pro-Rock PL and John Tass, were able to track down the Thargoid's next targets. Now that's LP102320 and Pemi Patong. That's lovely. That kind of sounds a bit like belly button, doesn't it? Pemi Patong. Anyway, Aegis, in response to their system failure, have left both their megaships in Magic and New One Columbi. So your mission trackers, should you choose to accept it, is to defend both these systems from Tharg the Mighty. So go on, good luck out there, commanders. For the mag.
So there, clear as glass, frosted glass. And now, some loon snuckers!
Thank you, Dick. It's boom time in the bubble. A very simple news report this week, and it's everybody's favourite. Fill your hold and make some money. We don't know how long this one will last, so get those trucking cargo ships out and grab those high profit goods. Run boom missions and wing up for meta credits. As always, we want to prioritise the lower influence systems. So, with the Mad Monks, stay out of George's pants, there's nothing good in there anyway, and leave Alvin's record collection alone. That's the system starting LP for the Hard of Thinking. The horrible sneaky team of whom we do not speak now have two dastardly diet plans on the go. You all know about Operation Wolf, so continue to leave Wolf 35 line alone. But there's a second operation to remove an unsightly lump in WISE 0855-0714, which needs a delicate touch, so please stay out of there as well until the end of Operation Willy.
Hello?
Oh, sorry, my dear. A small typo. It's Operation Wily. Our lovely Colonia truckers are also in boom, so very similar advice. Well, identical really, apart from the lack of special operations out there. To make money, run missions, whiz passengers about, and King Hanky asks that data is saved for Deriso for the time being. We're still helping out in Trakath, so missions for the top four factions there if you need a change. Next, my lovely Norma with the community goal news.
Thanks, Lou. Well, there are two new CGs this week, one in Colonia and one in the bubble. Authorities in Colonia have decided to build a state-of-the-art hydroponics facility due to research projecting a possible food shortage in the region. And in the Comanche system, authorities have reported a distressing rise in the number of criminals operating in the area, disrupting trade and generally causing mayhem. More details of both CGs coming later.